This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. This week, high school seniors have been laser-focused on one thing, their inboxes. That's because April 1st is when many of the nation's colleges send out acceptance letters. It's also the day that college bookstores dream about. As Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta, they're ready for a mad rush of T-shirt-seeking teenagers.
Rachel Fratt is about to graduate high school, and she's ready to let everybody know she got into Georgia Tech. Thanks to a sweet scholarship, she also has a bit of extra cash. And where better to spend it than at Tech's bookstore?
All right, so do you have kind of a game plan in mind? Do you know what you want to get in here today?
Not really, but I brought some money, and I'm probably going to spend all of it. So, yeah.
All right, well, let's go shopping.
Okay.
Inside, it looks like a huge department store, except all the clothes are navy and yellow.
And it's so soft.
Rachel goes right to the sweatshirts.
And it's Tech in big letters, too, so they'll definitely know when they see me.
Y'all find everything okay today?
One sweatshirt, some pajama pants, water bottle, a hat for dad, T-shirt for little brother.
Your total is $256.85.
Ouch. That's hard on mom's pocketbook, but it's great for the bookstore.
There are your items.
College bookstores are a $10.2 billion a year industry, and a lot of that cash comes in when admissions letters go out. Leah Antoniazzi manages Emory University's bookstore. She says students rush to buy stuff about five times a year. April is just one.
So obviously during early admissions and during back to school, which would be August and January, we beef up our clothing and apparel.
Acceptance emails even come with a coupon for Emory Bling. But it's not just the big universities where new students are stocking up on school-branded gear. Kaylee Lackey is heading to Oglethorpe University, enrollment 1,000. Its bookstore is the size of a small gas station Quickie Mart. Kaylee walks in and buys the first shirt she sees.
I like how simple it is. It's not too busy. Like, you look at it and you're like, wow, she's going to Oglethorpe.
And that's what you want folks to know, right?
That's exactly what I want people to know.
And like most incoming freshmen, she's willing to fork over $40 for a sweatshirt that says so. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.